This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I always enjoy our conversations with Parent Homes. Always learn a lot.
Absolutely. They've got a ton going on and some really exciting news. This will be a fun show.
Yeah, and someone from their team, and we've not had the pleasure of meeting before, so looking forward to getting to know this gentleman. Say hello to our guest. His name is Keith Daniel. He's the Chief Operating Officer with Parent Homes. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and carving out some time to join us. I know you're awfully busy over there at Parent, so our audience doesn't know you, so take a few quick seconds and tell us a bit about you and your background.
I am the Chief Operating Officer and have worked for years with various home builders here in the Atlanta region and Southeast, and joined the Parent team a little over a year ago and had a lot of fun working with them and helping them go through some organizational changes and the rapid growth that we're incurring. So it's been a lot of fun, and we look forward to continued success.
Outstanding. Well, our audience is obviously familiar with Parent, but remind them quickly kind of what you guys do, what's your niche in the marketplace.
Parent is a middle market production builder. We're located in Duluth. We have communities throughout Atlanta, Tennessee, and North Carolina. That kind of sums it up. But we focus mainly on family-oriented type communities that we build in.
It's pretty exciting. Yep. I know that you've had some real excitement in one of your communities in Paulding County recently. Tell us a little bit about the Fox reality show that you've got going on.
Well, it was a lot of fun and a great opportunity for us. But the premise of the show is essentially homes for heroes. And the participants in the show all are competing for the opportunity to win a home for a personal hero of theirs. There were 11 participants, so there were 11 homes constructed for the show. And the premise was is that at the beginning of Home Free Boulevard, the home, the first home was the smallest. And as you progress up Home Free Boulevard, the homes get bigger and more feature rich and just nicer. So there's an incentive for them to do well in the competition. And if you've, when you do watch the show, you'll see that there are a lot of challenges that they're all involved in that require them to demonstrate their ability to perform various construction tasks. And as you progress up through the show, you obviously win a bigger house the longer you stay in. And the ultimate goal is to win the dream home, which is a home 11. And the winner of the dream home not only gets a fabulous house, but they win $100,000 in cash.
Wow.
So a pretty big incentive, yeah.
It's an incentive to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like all the participants win a home.
Yes, they do. And when you watch the show, you'll hear them talk about the fact that on Home Free, everybody's a winner. And so they don't tell the hero that they're going to win a home, but the contestants know after they get into the show that the game is to stay in so that you win yet a bigger and nicer home. But the heroes do not know that until they come. And so there's a little drama built around that moment before they do the reveal and award the home to the hero. They're all, you know, all of the episodes are tearjerkers. It's it's a feel good reality show. And it's, I think, been a real success.
That sounds really, really cool. So walk us through, tell us about the actual community where it's filmed.
It was filmed in Oakley Point, which is a neighborhood of ours in Dallas, Georgia. And it was a community that we had just started and had only built a couple of homes in there. And Fox came along and wanted to have the show taped in a community where they would have a lot of privacy. It's a big community. It'll eventually host over 400 homes in that community.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So there was a large area back away from the front of the community where we were actively building that they could set this up and do it without a great deal of notice. And so it's a great venue for them, and that's what really attracted them to it. So it worked out really well for them and us. But Oakley, we also built a state of we've almost completed the community clubhouse and amenity center, and it will it is going to be a state of the art, first in class amenity center. It'll host a junior Olympic swimming pool, ALTA certified tennis facility, a community green. We're going to have a dog park. It will have everything that you could want in a family type community.
And you'll have your neighbors on Home Free Boulevard.
And we'll have neighbors on, and everyone will have a neighbor on Home Free Boulevard. That's right.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. All right. Keith Daniel will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Keith Daniel, the Chief Operating Officer with Perrin Homes.
Well, Oakley Point sounds fantastic, but let's talk about some of your other communities and locations. Where else is Perrin building?
We have communities all over Atlanta. We have communities in Forsyth County in Cumming. We have them in Locust Grove down in Henry County on the south side, all the way out to Oakley on the west side. We're going to be building soon Traditions of Braselton, and we've got a number of communities still located in the Gwinnett County market in Snellville, Lawrenceville, Loganville, and up around Buford. So they're all over town. We actually have a few new ones that'll be coming that are a little closer into town. We have one that we hope to break ground on in the near term in Tucker, which Wow. We're really excited about that. We have one over in Stone Mountain that we're going to be breaking ground on really soon. And then also we have one in Old Town Norcross that we hope to begin in the near term. So,
goodness,
I guess outside of Atlanta, we have communities in Chattanooga, Nashville, and Raleigh. So we have a pretty good geographic footprint, and they're all focused again on family. They're family type communities with an average price point in the low threes.
Mm, perfect. Carol, the easier question to ask next time is aren't you building? So,
well, do all the communities have similar amenity packages, or some I would imagine don't have any amenities, or sidewalks and streetlights? Or
that's right. So, some do, some don't. It really depends on the size of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't justify $1 million amenity in a community with 40 to 50 home sites.
Right.
So, but we try to put as much into the communities as we can justify, given what is there to work with. So, no, they're not all like Oakley Point, but, you know, they're from that and everything in between. So, just really depends on the community.
Any specials or incentives that you can share with us?
Well, we have a friends and family referral program.
That include radio hosts?
For good radio hosts. Good. So, that's $1,000 for a referral. Then we also offer $6,000 in any way you want it, cash for upgrades, for options. And then we also offer $5,000 in seller paid closing costs.
Wow. That's a lot.
Those get my attention.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. So talk a little bit about the homes. Are they, you know, master down, master up? You know, is it a mix? What's kind of the typical Perrin home?
Well, we have over 30 home plans to choose from. Some we have master down plans, we have master up plans, we have ranch plans, and then two story on a slab. We even have a three story slab plan that for someone who's looking for just more square footage on a lot where we don't have a basement, where a basement doesn't fit. So we have a wide variety of plans to choose from. Anywhere from around 2,000, I think our smallest plan is around 2,200 square feet, and I think our largest plan on a basement's approaching 6.
Wow, yeah. That's a big house.
That is a big house. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. So you obviously seem to be growing at record speed so far, and some of the communities shared earlier, I mean, is that all 2016 groundbreaking, or is this going to be leaking into 2017 as well?
Well, with the development process being what it is and trying to get plats in some of these municipalities, it may, unfortunately, some of them may creep into 2017. But I think that the vast majority will start in 2016 for the 2017 sales season.
That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're running low on time, Keith. Before I let you go, where can people go to get information on all these great communities?
Well, you can go to our website at paranhomes.com. That's P-A-R-A-N homes.com. Or you can reach out to us by phone at 470-554-3949.
All right. Mm-hmm. And they can watch Home Free on Fox, yes?
Home Free on Fox. The first episode aired on June 16th, and the final two episodes will be doubled up due to scheduling restrictions from the Olympics, but they'll be doubled up, and the last one will air on August 4th.
All right. Good stuff. Those damn Olympics.
Goodness I know. Christ.
I'm telling you.
All right. Keith Daniel, the Chief Operating Officer with Perrin Homes. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here.
The pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Keith Daniel, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.